Hey, Nate, welcome to the
Hold on,
East
there we
Coast
go. Okay.
Bros podcast on this wonderful February 26th, 2024.
Dude.
We got Nate over here. Nate, what's up, man?
Yeah. Dude, it's beautiful out. Beautiful out.
Yeah, what is it right now? What's the temperature?
It was just about 60 here.
Wow. Nice.
I was
Nice.
out for a walk. I saw our beautiful mother and aunt.
Oh,
Yeah.
those two old ladies, they were trying to pick you up or something, huh?
Yeah. The funny part is they didn't mean to come to my house. They're coming up Greenridge Street from
Really?
Dunmore.
Yeah.
They made a wrong turn. They ended up at West Side from Dunmore.
Really?
Yeah,
Oh my
great.
gosh, bro.
They're awesome.
Nice, man. Yeah, they are cool. We had a nice time. They came up last week,
Good.
beginning of the week last week.
Good. Yeah.
We had a really
Is
nice
that, yeah.
time. Yeah, good time with them. And Carmen got a little tipsy a few times. It was kind of funny.
Yeah, she told me.
Yeah, it
Yep.
was funny. Bob was rolling her eyes. It was as usual. It's hilarious. It was good though. But yeah, we went out to eat and we had a nice time. And Garrett was like, "I got to get the Garrett's like Garrett's like Garrett." I think Garrett went to the bathroom like five times. He was embarrassed as hell. He was like, "I got to get out of here." So, but it was fun though. We had a good time. And
Good.
then they stayed at a hotel over here, the Howard Johnson's,
Yeah. No.
and I went there every night. They had a fireplace in the lobby. Went there every night, and we just sat there and we just hung out and talked and stuff like that. So it was pretty cool. It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Nice time, man. Nice time.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. So what else is going on? Anything else happening?
We joined forces with so we have two gyms, one at Weston Field, this Irish Boxing Club.
Yes.
And we have another one because when COVID happened, Weston is a city-owned building, so they shut down.
Oh, okay.
So that's called the it's a mall at Steamtown, but it's called the Marketplace.
Okay, yeah.
The guy who owns that gave us a room, and we have a
Yeah.
ring in there. And another guy, he's like a jiu-jitsu Muay Thai slash all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
He's a bad dude. He's a nice guy. He's in his 60s. I still won't mess with him, but
Yeah.
he needed a place to teach his students, and we just joined forces. So he's going to be at the mall at Steamtown. And we go there whenever we want, and we're gonna still be at Weston, usual times, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Jimmy Simrell is his name. Really good dude.
All right. All right.
Really good dude. Yep. But like I said, he's more of that jiu-jitsu,
Okay.
Muay Thai type stuff, kick in, and
Yep.
he's been around here forever.
Okay, cool. That's
I know you
awesome.
never heard of him, but yeah, he's been around here forever.
That's freaking awesome, dude. Hell yeah. That's
Yeah,
great,
yeah.
man.
Well, nothing really new, just working. How about you?
Yeah, same thing, same stuff, you know? I had my my other kidney stone surgery on Friday, which they only got a part of it out, so I have to go back again on the 26th for another round. This one did me in. This one did me dirty. I don't feel good. I've been feeling like crap the last couple of days, but I'm just sore. My kidney's sore. But and then the biopsy they did for the prostate cancer biopsy apparently wasn't conclusive now, although I thought I was all clean. Now they're saying that it's the biopsy that they took wasn't in the right spot. However the hell that happens, I don't know.
Oh,
Yes,
gee. Yeah.
I gotta have that done again. So here I was thinking I'm all benign tumor, I'm all good to
Yeah.
go, cancer free, and now they're saying that might not be the case. Ah,
Ugh.
man, I'll tell you, bro. Sucks,
Man,
but it is what
you
it is.
can't catch a break.
No, I know, right, man? I know 30
Gee.
years of this. I'm tired of this, man. I've had it. Had it.
Right?
Jeez, bro.
Wow.
But yeah. But other than that, okay. I worked today. I worked at home today. I'll probably work at home for the next couple of weeks again because I can't driving in an hour every day into work and home every day an hour. I pee my pants the time I get to work, so I can't do that.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, talk about that. Hey, have you ever? So okay. So here's a consensus. Now you've asked this question before, and I want to ask our listeners out there, for the men out there, even for the women. Now you've asked this question, Nate. How many people pee in the shower? Right? You've asked that question, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do, right? I do, right?
Oh my God,
You know
yeah.
it, right? Right? Why not, right? I
Yes.
pee in
Some
the.
people think it's disgusting. I
Yeah.
don't know. It goes down the drain.
Yeah.
I
I pee in the pool. Why not in the freaking shower? I don't know what the big deal is, you know what I'm saying? So,
Right?
yeah. So, but you have you ever done this though? So I'm downstairs in the basement, and the bathroom's three floors up. I don't, and I have to rush to the bathroom, so I've been peeing in a cup.
Hell yeah, of course.
But here's what I did. Have you ever done this? Have you ever done this? I peed
Uh-oh.
in the cup. I
Yeah.
forgot what cup it was, and I took a swig of my own piss earlier today.
Look, it's yours. You're good.
That's what I figured. It's mine, right?
Yeah. You got to make sure you piss on it or urine and you're good.
Something, dude.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. I
But
thought it was my
then if your
coffee,
wife
and it
comes
wasn't my
up,
coffee. So I
but
took a,
yeah,
yep,
if your
took a
wife
drink of
comes
my own
down
piss.
thinking you're nuts,
Yeah, well,
you have urine cups later.
Yeah, I know. Do I? Do I have everywhere? I do. I have all over the place down in the basement, dude. And then it comes down like a month later. She's like, "What is that smell?" I'm like, "Oh, nice. What the hell is that smell?" Oh yeah, I peed in that cup about a month ago. I forgot about it. Yeah.
Oh.
So any of our other listeners out there pee in a cup in the basement or in the house or pee outside? I mean, how many people like me and Nate are lazy and we just pee anywhere other than the toilet?
Because
we don't want to. We don't want to run to the toilet. That's the question we want to ask everybody.
Yeah. Or how about you were on my last house had the deck in the back.
Oh yes, yes.
I'll just piss off that girl.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I go at nighttime. My dogs go out at nighttime. I sit on the thing. I swear to God, my neighbor probably sees me pissing all the time.
Right.
I'm just off. His window's right there. His kitchen's right there. One day he's looking at me like, "What the hell is he doing?" I'm just pissing away outside. Whatever. I don't care. what kind of beer? What beer are you drinking there, Nate?
I'm in the Coors Light. I love Coors Light anymore.
Yeah, Coors Light's good. Good.
Yeah,
man.
I like it.
Good. Awesome, dude. I've had a month and 26 days sober. I haven't had to drink in a month and 26 days.
You know what? I'm not. Listen, I understand you got to live, but you look better. You're probably losing weight, right?
Yeah, I am, and I feel good. Yeah. I do feel good. Other than the stuff I'm dealing with, but I do feel good. Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thanks,
you
man.
Look good.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
So I want to quickly before we get started with our current events and stuff like that, and just want to let everybody know that Tim is he's not joining us tonight. He had some car trouble, so it's just going to be Nate and I for now. He might be able to get in during the second part of the podcast. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But right now, it's just us.
Right.
But I wanted to give a shout-out to Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah.
Did you know what happened to Uncle Jimmy?
No.
Yeah, so he went in for surgery today for hip surgery.
I had no idea.
Yeah, he went in today, this morning, about 6:30. I texted him last night, asked him. He said he's going in at 6:30. Had hip surgery, got done about 9 o'clock. His wife texted me, and she said she told me everything was fine. Everything went well. They the doctor said that they have no idea how he was walking on that hip, went well. He actually sent a picture of himself to me. He's back home. He's doing good. He's back with the dog on the couch, and he's got a couple of months off now to rest and relax.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So everything went well, which is good news. Sure. Yeah.
We need to get him on one time. Then.
I know.
Definitely.
But
he's like, who's the neighbor of Tim Allen show? He never saw his face.
Yes. Yes. What's that guy's name? Whatever that guy's name was.
Wilson.
Yes.
Wasn't it Wilson?
Yeah. Mr. Wilson. Yeah. Yes.
I think that was him. I could be wrong. Yeah, that was
right.
On what?
You're right.
Tool Time or?
Yeah. He was on the back.
Home Improvement. Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. With Tim Allen. Yeah. So that was awesome. So, like I said, everything's going well with Uncle Jimmy. He's doing good. But the good news is, folks, is that we do have Uncle Jimmy stuff here. He did send us an envelope.
Oh, good.
Have it. Good. I thought I lost it. I got it right here. I got it right here.
Matt, do you want me to? We're talking about the agenda. Want me to screenshot it and send it to you on your phone?
No, I have it. I have it up.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
All right.
So Nate, a couple of interesting stories on the agenda, and I thought it was interesting. So one of the interesting stories that I read about was some guy was killed after entering an enclosure, a lion enclosure at the zoo.
Oh, I just saw that. Oh,
did you see that?
Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw it on the agenda because I printed it and didn't look. Okay.
Yes. Wow. Yes. So this guy goes out to an enclosure. Let me see here. He's at a zoo. It was in India. In India.
Right.
And it was a zoological park in India. He jumped into the enclosure, despite the warnings of the zoo employees, and after seeing the human inside the enclosure, the animal attacked him. Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you think they're gonna do, dude?
You know what? I don't mean to laugh, but exactly. Like you're jumping in with a lion or a tiger. What are you? Oh my goodness!
A full-fledged lion.
And how old was he?
And did it say? Hold on a minute. I'm not sure what it said how old he was. 34 years old. 34 years old, dude.
I was gonna say 19, like a kid or something.
No, well, still stupid kid. 34 years old. Still sorry, all you. Sorry, all you 30 years old. But it's true though.
Yeah, absolutely.
So he goes out there. The animal keeper were like freaking out, trying to tell him to freaking get the hell out. And he decides, I'm going to jump in there anyway. And within 10 minutes of jumping in, he was killed by the lion.
He stayed in there that long?
Yeah, it says he was dead within 10 minutes. I saw he from jumping in. Within 10 minutes, he was dead. So the only thing I can imagine is he probably was in there for a little bit. And that probably lion probably mauled him for at least a couple of minutes, dude. I mean, imagine how horrible that must have been, dude.
Oh.
Horrible. horrible.
Did he want to die? Like, was there, did he say anything?
No, I think he said he was going in to take a picture with him, or she was going to take a picture. he was going to take a picture of him.
Oh,
yeah.
She
was taking a selfie. Yep. I just hope they didn't, mention it in the article. I just hope they didn't kill the poor lion. I hope they didn't put the lion down. I don't see why they would. Why would you?
Right.
It just says, all it says is he was dead within 10 minutes. The Times of India reported, adding that the 12-year-old lion was put in his night house while authorities recovered the body. Wow. He appeared to be intoxicated before jumping into the enclosure. Well, talk about alcohol. We just talked about that.
Yeah. I've never been that drunk to jump in.
Okay. I mean, I don't know about you, Nate. I know you've had dogs and stuff like that, and I know you have little Daisy now, and I have Rocky and Brady.
Right.
But there, and Garrett's got his German Shepherd Guinness. But I'll admit to you, there are times that they look at me and I'm just like thinking to myself, I think he wants to fucking take my face off.
Yeah, they're
you know,
they have sharp teeth for a reason.
Yeah, right.
They are hunters, right? I mean,
They're animals, right? They're animals. Yeah, I mean, here's these crazy people wrestling what they show these things on TV, you know, wrestling with tigers and, oh, but I raised them since they were a little baby.
I know. Yeah.
They don't give a crap, dude.
And imagine their strength, or what, 800 pounds?
Oh, I can't, dude.
They'll swat you and kill you. They don't need to, though.
Well, that's what it is. I think that's what it is. I think to them, it's just, it's like play or whatever. And
We're just bigger mice, and they're playing with that.
Yeah, but I mean, they've talked about that, like with grizzly bears. Like they say, like a grizzly bear can swap your head off in one swipe, dude. Like take your head off. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, you ever see their nails? The size of their nails.
It's insane. It's like daggers. Crazy. Well,
but think about Garrett's. If Garrett's dog wanted to kill, it'll kill him. That dog's huge.
Oh, yeah, 110 German pounds to take you out. Yeah, yeah.
How big? How big is it?
110 pounds.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, dogs are something else. You know, I don't trust any animal. And even like with Rocky, if I hold him and I give him kisses or something like that, and just for people out there that don't know, Rocky is, he's a pit bull mix. He's got German Shepherd in him too, but he's medium size, about 75 pounds. But when I kiss him, whatever, I'll hold his face real still, and I'll just kiss him on the side. But I won't let him, let him loose to get my face, stuff like that. So yeah, because they'll go for you.
Well, they don't like when you crowd them like that.
Yes,
either.
They don't like that shit. Right.
I don't blame them.
No. Yeah. So for many people, the best advice out there is if you approach anyone's dog, first of all, ask for permission to approach their dog. Don't just approach your dog. You're right. And then always go underneath. Like, don't go from the top. Like, if you're going to pet them, always go underneath, because dogs don't like when you go from the top, because that's what that most, they say most predators attack from the top. So if you pet them, they say pet them, go underneath the chin slowly, let them sniff your hand, open your palm of your hand upright, let them sniff it, and then slowly pet their under their chin. But they don't like, but when you go from the top, that's why a lot of attacks happen, because they're thinking predator. That's how predators attack them from the top. Right. Yeah.
I really didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I was told that by a trainer a long time ago, and I've done it with every dog, and knock on wood, I've had no problems. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Okay. So, Nate, what do you think about the next one we're going to talk about?
Oh, yeah, my girl.
Yeah, Martha Stewart, 82 Stewart. Years old.
How'd you find this stuff out?
It was on an article I saw. It was an article I saw that said that Martha Stewart doesn't wear underwear. She wears bikini bottoms or something like that. It was some kind of article about Martha Stewart. And I'm thinking to myself, man, lucky bikini bottoms, man. You know, hey, hey, man, Martha Stewart's still looking pretty good, man, for freaking 82 years old, dude. I'm going to tell you right now.
And listen, I hate to bring up politics, and I bring up Joe Rogan a lot.
Yes.
But he had on Gabby Tulser. Is that her name? Tulsi Gabbard.
Tulsi Gabbard, yes.
And she said what she went to jail for, all the higher-up politicians do what she did.
Oh, of course.
About stock and all that. I don't understand.
Of course they do. Said.
They all do it. They do.
They all
make up their own rules. That's what I'm talking about. What she went to jail for, they should all be in jail for.
Of course.
And she got railroaded, but
So that's what happened to Martha Stewart. The same thing happened to her, and you know, the bottom line was they got caught, and everybody made a big deal about it, and they had to make an example of them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it was the same. Look at Pelosi's husband. He did the same thing. He made millions of dollars months ago by trading stock that he knew was go. He got inside information. Yeah. But he's living okay. He's out in the open. No big deal.
They all do it. Of course they do.
But I thought that was pretty cool, though. I thought that was pretty awesome.
But she wears bikini. But yeah, she's 82.
Yeah, 82. I think that's pretty awesome, man.
I'd be all over Martha Stewart because of money and she's pretty.
Martha Stewart for me, it's the old ones. Sigourney Weaver. I still love Sigourney Weaver, dude. I love her.
Who else? Gina Davis.
Who was the one from My Cousin Vinny?
Marissa Tomei.
Dude, she is gorgeous, dude. Marissa Tomei is hot, dude.
I watched that show Justified.
Yeah.
And the one gangster lady in there, she was the mother on Step Brothers. She's beautiful too.
Oh yes.
Oh my god.
She is
beautiful. Yes.
Mary Steen version.
That's it.
Gorgeous dude. Gorgeous dude.
Yes.
And you know what else I saw that was I saw the other day. What's her name? The model there. Oh my goodness, the model. She does that more that Meaningful Beauty commercials with the makeup. Oh my goodness,
Tiffany Crawford.
Cindy Crawford, thank you.
Yeah, well.
Another one, dude. Gorgeous, man. She still looks so good, dude. Yeah, bro.
Salma Hayek, how about her?
Oh, another one. Eva Mendez. Yeah. Dude, these are all older women above 50s and in the mid to late 50s and all look, and even older, and they still look so good. And most of them don't even have plastic surgery. It's just unbelievable. So good for you, Martha. You keep on rocking it with
you. Yeah, definitely.
Snoop Dogg, baby. You keep rocking it. Keep rocking it. So Nate, here's another one. What are you thinking about this? What happened with this poor girl from this university? I think it was at University of Georgia, UGA student. Her name is Lycan Riley. She was murdered while jogging.
I did not know that.
Yep. She was murdered while jogging by an illegal immigrant who basically was arrested a while back, and they let him back out into the system, like they do so much times. And the other day, Biden said he was asked about it. And he's been quiet about it for a couple of days now. And here's what he says. I quote, Biden says, people should be held responsible. That's what he said.
Yeah.
So my question to ask you, Joe, does that mean you?
Yeah.
Joe, should you be responsible for what happened? Because more illegals have crossed over into this country in the last 3 years ever before. And you've been warned. And you've been warned that many have come to this country to do harm to this country. They were talking about the other day that how many Chinese males have entered this country as well? They were talking about from Texas area.
Wow.
And they're asking why are these Chinese, why are these males entering the country?
It's easy to get in, I'm assuming, right?
Well, that too, but they're also asking why males, like what's going on? Like why is this big influx of males coming to this country from China? I mean, it's scary, bro. Nate, let's go back to 2001. Obviously with the 9/11, and think about when Clinton was in office in the 90s, late 90s, he basically was starting to reduce the military, and Tim and I were both in the military at that time, and we were both part of it, and he was reducing the military, and he was shutting down bases and everything, and he was and people were leaving the military, and the military was well understaffed, and they were having all kind of problems.
Right.
Bush comes in. Bush Jr. comes in. And all of a sudden, what happens? We have 9/11 happens.
Yes.
And most people will say a lot of that was because Clinton eradicated our military. And at that time, the terrorist figures, it's time that we can get America now. Hey, Daisy.
Hey, she came in to visit me.
Hi, sweetie. So they were saying that. So think about it, Ace. Think about where we are right now. The same thing's happening today.
Yeah.
We have our borders are open, and this is happening today, and they're saying like 85,000 people are like disappearing every day into the system. They're letting them go, the catch and release, letting them go, say whatever, and letting them go.
Well,
and here's this poor girl. This could have been
any of us. That could have
right,
been
any of us. Right, right. Yeah. My daughter. Right, my daughter was her age. All that could have been right. Your daughter could have been any of us. Right.
Yes.
And this was totally something that could have been stopped. This was something that could have been. Yep. We could have not by doing what are their job. So Joe, I ask the rest of the people out there, Joe, is this not your responsibility to make sure that our country's safe?
Yep.
So you sit there and say people should be held responsible.
Yep.
That should be you, Joe. You should be held responsible.
Matt, now we're on this. Let me play that clip. It's only 15 seconds.
Go ahead.
Give me a thumbs up. Make sure it's working.
Okay.
Hold on. You ready?
Yep.
Come on, let's go.
These children that are coming in with someone that says, I'm their mother, aunt, uncle, or whatever, we have no way of verifying that.
We do not. We used to, under President Trump, we had rapid DNA testing. That's been done away with.
Are they given money, these people that are released into the country?
So it's our taxpayers that ultimately facilitate the travel. But yes, travel is facilitated, and they are given all the necessities that they need.
But that could be a trafficker.
There's a very good possibility that they're being trafficked, that they're going into the sex industry, or they're being forced into the sweatshops.
And we know that. We knowingly are spending our tax dollars to sell children into sex trafficking.
How about that?
So, Nate, that was perfect. So, Nate, can you give a little bit of an explanation of what that was all about?
That was Dr. Phil. I'm sure everybody knows. But it was about... I don't know if you ever listened to Joe Rogan. He talks about everything.
Yeah, I love Joe Rogan.
And Dr. Phil's doing a show on this kind of stuff, like reality, and it's called border control. He was right there talking to the guy. Talked to like the border control boss But did you hear what he said? Taxpayers, he slipped up and said, he probably shouldn't have said that. This is taxpayers, and we're giving them money, all their necessities.
Yep.
Taxpayers, that's us.
Yeah. And I said it last week on my Facebook page, Nate. I said this is the first time in my 55 years or 54 years that I've seen Americans being put last ever. I've never seen Americans put last, and this is the first time that I've seen it in my 54 years where we're being put last. And this girl, this Lakin Riley, this poor girl, she's an exact case of what's happening right now.
Scary
out there, and she's not the only one that this has happened to. Other people, dude.
Didn't a cop get killed or something?
There was that whole thing going on. I don't know if they were killed, but there was a thing in New York City where they got into a fight and those four illegals fought those cops, and then they got away and they were flipping off the cameras and they were saying, we're never going to get charged for this. They're going to let us go and stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah. And not even to mention the fact that we have our children in America, children that are starving and hungry in America that aren't getting any help at all. And they're getting nothing. They're not getting they're saying what? New York's giving like $2,000 a day or $2,000 a month to illegals. They're giving them like all this money, putting up in hotels. And then
like one illegal, like a family or
like they're giving, like they're all getting it. Like from my understanding, like illegals are all getting this money. That's if you read about it, go online and look it up. I think it was either New York or maybe California. They're doing that though. There was a big deal going on because people were saying, wait a minute. We have other people in America, children in America that are suffering, they're starving every day. They're going to schools hungry and they can't even get food, but yet we're giving them $2,000 a day or a month or whatever it was, something like that.
Something's not right, brother.
No, something's not right. And then I can imagine how many people right now are rolling their eyes listening to us right now, but whatever. Roll your eyes all you want, but it's the truth. You can still say, even Phil, Dr. Phil sees it. I read an article way back when that said that 85,000 children that are coming through the border in the last couple of years, they are missing. They're gone.
Oof.
And that's what Dr. Phil's talking about. Yeah. That's what he's talking about. They're gone. They let them
trafficking. Yeah.
And they say they come in and they come in by themselves. The cartels come in with a name on them. Then what they do is they say, my relative is so-and-so. They contact that relative that's on the card because that's what they're told. And then nothing's done to vet them. They let them go with that relative without any vetting at all. And then that child is never seen again.
Wow.
So how it is that people out here are thinking that this is a joke, or people are thinking that this is that you and I or other people like us are full of shit? I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't understand it because it's on the news all the time.
Right.
I just don't get it. It's true. And it's not just Fox News. It's other news stations are starting to report this as well now. Other news stations are starting to talk about this stuff. Yeah, it's really bad, dude. It's really, really bad, bro. It's bad, man. It's bad. Yeah. You know, and then what's going to, you know, and I mean, for him to sit there and say, well, some people need to be responsible. Well, that's you, Joe. Because much like Herbert Hoover said, I'm pretty sure it was Herbert Hoover who said, the buck stops here. And he was a man that said the buck stops at me. But I'll tell you something, since Clinton, since Obama, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, even Trump, and this guy Biden, they all blame the last guy. They're always blaming the last guy. It's always the last guy.
Yeah.
It's never. Look, I'm the president. I'm the guy that's in charge. It ends here with me, and I'm going to take care of it. None of those cowards have done that yet.
Right.
None of them do it. They blame always blame the last guy for the problem.
The last administration. Yeah.
Exactly. It's always been that way for the last 20, 30 years. It's been that way. So, nothing's going to change.
Nope.
Man. So Nate, my question to everybody out there this week, and we didn't get any emails this week. So, come on, folks, email us, man. We didn't get any emails, but our question really is do you people out there feel that the border is out of control? That's our question of the week.
Right.
So, you know, you give us an email. It's, you know, it's eastcoastbros2@gmail.com, all one word. The two is the number two. So eastcoastbros2@gmail.com, and let us know your thoughts about that.
Right.
We didn't hear our girl Daria, she's actually for Lent. She's not on social media for Lent, so we're not going to hear from her for a while.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she does that for Lent. She gets off social media for Lent. And so doesn't.
She won't even listen to the podcast?
I don't know because I don't know. She's not on Facebook to get the to get the notification. So
you know what, I usually text them to her. Maybe, I might have forgot last week.
Yeah, text it to her. Just text her. Let her know. Yeah, let her know we're thinking of her. We miss her getting on here and telling her some things, and maybe she can give us some Lenten ideas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know. So Nate, what else you got? You got anything else you want? What else you got, Nate? Something else you want to say? Did you something else I thought you want to talk about?
I don't know. Did I?
Well, you said about the gym merging you're merging the gym now, which is good. Yeah. And you talked about Dr. Phil with the border crisis, which is 100% true. So that's all right. So Nate,
that's it. Yep.
All right. So Nate, why don't you bring up the next topic, number three on the agenda? Why don't you bring that up?
Ooh, spin the wheel of rock, baby. Here we go. We already spun it.
We're done. We're done trying to show everybody. We spun it already. And guess what came up? Tell them, Nate, what came up.
Well, what came up is bands that use horns.
Yes.
Like Chicago.
Yes.
Who I love.
Yep, yep.
Pink Floyd, I think, has a horn section like live shows.
Yeah, yep, yep.
I said Huey Lewis, but do they have horns?
I think it's more what is it? What's that called? Well, it's a horn, right? Is it a horn? Is it you know, what's that? Saxophone, right?
Yeah, that's a horn.
Saxophone. Okay. Yeah.
What's his name uses? Jethro Tull uses a flute.
Oh yeah, Jethro
Tull. He's awesome.
Yes, yeah, that is awesome, dude. Aqualung. Well, oh, that's okay. Yeah. Awesome, dude.
But I the reason why I brought it up though, man, is because I get my weird. I get when they trance and I listen to music, I go nuts.
Yeah, me too.
I was listening earlier. And I have my buddy Brian Evans from work. Nice kid. I want him and Tim to do like a battle with who knows more music, because they're both very intuitive. Like, I'd love to see. But Brian, we were talking. Here's the thing. When I used to listen to bands, I used to always text Ben, and Ben's not around anymore.
Yeah, I know. Hey, I know.
Check these guys out.
I know.
So I sent them to Brian, because he knows about all that shit.
Yep, yep.
But it came up because... Don's, my second wife's father, hated Chicago because they use horns.
Oh, really?
And it popped in my head when you asked, what do you want to talk about tonight about as far as rock and roll?
Okay.
You know, and I'm like, I love Chicago, though. I like the earlier stuff.
All right.
You know, I mean, but like you said, then you said, do you know anybody else? I'm thinking, no, I had to Google.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Horns.
I know, dude.
I think we're more pure rock, guitar, drums.
Yeah, no, for sure. You're for sure. No, you're 100% right about that. I think we are. But talk about Chicago. So, you know, when Dad and I used to go visit you.
Yeah.
He used to have that Chicago Greatest Hits album.
Yeah. Yes, and I remember.
Remember that?
Saturday. Yes. In the park. Yep,
yeah. Yeah.
Yep. I do remember that. Yeah, when I was away in. Up in where is that? Central PA or?
Oh, gosh, that's yes.
By New Media, it was called.
Yes. And we used to listen to that all the time.
Yeah.
Going to visit you, and then you get in the car, and we would all go, and we would all listen to that, as you know, and then we would all listen to that together in the car. I remember that. It was awesome, dude. It was awesome, man.
Yeah, you and Daddy always came to see me.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Hell yeah, man. You better believe it, dude. You better fucking believe it.
I think I was like 14.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, I was uncontrollable, though.
Yeah. Just a bit, dude.
But I grew up, got out of it, thank God.
Yeah, right. Yep. Oh. Yep.
I forgot about those days.
Damn, that's dude, crazy, Chicago. Man. Crazy.
And you used to bring, didn't you bring a comedy tape, Kinko the Clown?
Oh gosh, Ginkgo the fun loving clown. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. For those,
he said the kid sitting on his lap.
Yep.
Mommy, mommy, we want to see Ginkgo. Come, children, come sit on my lap, and we'll talk about what comes up between us.
Oh, yeah. Jesus, so, yes.
Ginkgo the fun-loving clown. That was a you do know that that was a Scranton thing, right?
I had no idea.
Yes, yes. He was a Scranton thing. He was a clown in Scranton that got basically arrested for child molesting
children. Oh, jeez.
Yes, it was a Scranton thing, dude. Look it up.
Okay. Wow.
I don't know if they called him Kinkle, but it was, but it was a guy in Scranton that was doing that with children. And I want to go back and even say like a horror story about this was that he was like actually like murdered by the family or something like that. But I don't think that's true. I might be thinking Nightmare on Elm Street.
right.
Like that instead.
Kinko, the fun-loving clown.
But that's what it was though. Yes, that's what it was. He was molesting children. When we go see him. Yeah, terrible man. Horrible.
And another good memory. Remember, he used to take us to the movies, and we took him to see Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, and he wanted to kill himself. We kept calling him dude after dude.
Yeah.
He wanted to kill us after me.
But he took us whatever that theater was up there near you though.
The old Eric.
Yes, and we used to go there. What we saw Ghostbusters there.
Yeah.
But he took us to go see Ghostbusters. He took us to go see. Remember the Christmas Story?
Yes. Oh my God.
Remember all those? Yeah. He took us to go see all that stuff, dude. And you know him. He hates movies and stuff. So yeah, but take us there.
He would do that and take us for pizza. That's
yes. Yeah. I remember the one year, Nate. I remember the one time we went there. It was on Mother's Day. We went to go visit you on Mother's Day, and I remember there was a truck stop there near you. And I remember we went to have lunch at the truck stop with you. And I remember like the whole place was packed with people, guys taking their mothers for Mother's Day up there in that area. And I remember daddy saying like to the lady, like, everybody takes their mother here for Mother's. She's like, oh yeah, this is a big spot for Mother's Day at the truck stop.
Because that was like Berwick area. Oh God.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think I know what you're talking. I think Buckhorn or something was.
Yes. Insane, bro. Insane.
Yes.
So yeah. So pretty cool, but yeah, so pretty awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Again, we talked about this before. You know, sometimes things weren't really too great back then, but we had some good times. We made some good times together, you know?
Yeah.
It's always cool.
No,
I think I was out of, at that time, do you remember what year that would have been, Nate? Because I think I was out of high school, right? I think I was.
Yeah, I think you're living right over here at the time, I believe.
Yeah, I think I was living on West Side, right? I think it was like, what, 89? It had to be between like 88, 89, because I joined the Navy in 90.
So I was born in
that time frame.
I was born in 74. I was about 14. So,
okay.
Yeah, 88, 89.
Had to be. Okay. I was going to say, had to be because once I joined the Navy, I didn't, that was the end of that. Because then you were already back living in Timber Falls. Mommy at that time.
Yes.
Because when I came back, you freaking two knuckleheads, and I came back from boot camp.
Yeah.
And I freaking go to wake up at 2 a.m. You're both gone. I'm like, where the hell did you
go? Yeah, we used to steal the cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, man.
We used to take your car. If you left your keys out with us, your car was gone.
It was gone. Yeah.
We would just go joyriding. That's
what. Yeah. Great stuff. Like
We weren't drinking or smoking pot. We were just driving around.
Yeah, just taking cars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah, bro. 13, hell yeah.
14 years old. You imagine?
No, I know. Tell me about it.
I still don't even like when Maddie freaking drives. She's 20 now.
I know. I know. So Nate, out of the best bands that we pick here, we got about 5 minutes left before we have to go to.
Yeah.
Who do you think, Nate? Chicago, Pink Floyd. I gotta say Chicago. Well, you know me, I love Pink Floyd.
Me too. Yeah.
But I have to say though, I think in using horns, Chicago takes the cake. They take the cake.
Yeah, I have to.
Chicago
agree.
Takes it for using horns. They were just something else.
Yeah.
They were just something else, dude.
Yeah. I feel like Pink Floyd could. Whatever they did turn into magic. They were, I mean,
yeah.
Waters was a genius. So,
oh yeah, for sure.
I mean, Gilmore was too, but Waters was the backbone.
Oh, for sure.
No,
for sure.
No, so.
But Gilmore couldn't stand him though. In the end, though, Gilmore, you know, because he was always, you know, Rogers was always about his father who died in World War One and all that. That's where, you know, the Wall came from, and all those other albums, the Final Cut, all that. And near the end, Gilmore said that I can't stand this effing son of a B anymore. And I'm sick of his shit with his father. I'm tired of hearing about the dead all the time.
But the Wall turned them into friggin' cabillionaires.
Oh, hell yeah.
That whole album was unbelievable.
Oh, hell yeah. Did you ever see that that thing on Facebook where it says like the girl's playing the guitar, and it says it sucks playing guitar when your father's David Gilmour.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And he's behind her like freaking with the strings and Bob bothered her. Yeah, that's so true, dude. So true. Yeah. So yeah, so I take Chicago definitely, and so for sure they take it there. If anybody else out there has any ideas, who else you think besides Chicago or that you think is better with horns, let us know. And we're not talking about rock. Sorry, Nate. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say especially Brian Evans, because I'm telling you he's a genius with this stuff.
Oh yeah,
music sure. And yes. Freaking horror movies.
Okay, Brian. So Brian,
Cancer Survivor too.
All right, okay. Well, if you listen to Brian, then if you have other bands that have horns, let us know. And maybe Tim, when Tim gets back, he can also let us know too what he thinks about that. Cool. So Nate, before we go, I just want to real quickly just bring up the Bug Guys, our boys from the Bug Guys, Bill and Carl from the Bug Guys. That's BUGGUYZ. And if they take care of all your needs, all your bug control needs, they do everything, rodents, they do bugs, everything. And Bill and Carl, that you can always email them at help@thebugguys.com. Their website is www.thebugguys.com, or you can call them at 570-855-5335 or text them at 570-855-4836. And the last couple of minutes here, we're going to just quickly talk about some of the helps that they give to us. And one of those is Yellow Jackets. Knowing about Yellow Jacket stuff like that, and being very careful when it comes to Yellow Jackets and how to handle them and stuff like that. And so Yellow Jackets, which interestingly enough, for some reason I can't click on their link. I don't know why, but I was looking at it earlier. And Bill and Carl, you might have to correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like from what your website was saying, Bill and Carl, assuming you were saying that Yellow Jackets are they're territorial.
Yeah.
Right, Nate. It seems like are they in the ground? Are they ground birds?
Usually, yeah.
Ground birds.
Yeah. Like if you're mowing your lawn and they just come out and they'll they're very territorial.
All right. So
but they're protecting their queen. I mean, you can't really hate them on that.
No, right. Yeah, and that's what I was reading on your thing. They were talking about how like normally they wouldn't bother unless they feel threatened. And of course, most of the time feeling threatened is like you said, cutting the grass or going over their nest.
Yeah.
They're little buggers, man. Oh, they are the mean little buggers. Let me tell
you. Yes, they are.
I think wasps. I don't know if wasps are. Which ones do you think is worse, Nate? Wasps or yellow jackets? But, I don't know which one's worse.
See the thing. Even like the hornets have a bad name, but hornets protect their queen. Okay. They're only come out if you mess with them. Yellow jackets are too, but the problem is you're gonna have more. I think you're gonna have what's the word I'm looking for? Like you're gonna have more confrontation with them because you're just mowing your freaking lawn.
Right, gotcha.
You didn't know they're in the ground, and they're just coming out and they're stinging the hell out of you.
All right, yeah, gotcha.
Now we gotta go. This is gonna cut out on us.
All right, okay, folks, we're gonna go. We got less than a minute left. We're out of here. Part two's coming up next. Give us a few minutes. We're gonna get everything under control, and we're gonna talk about. We're gonna have Cliff Hudson with the news and weather, Uncle Jimmy stuff, and we're gonna talk about notable birthdays, Nate's shout outs, and then we'll go from there. So hit the like button if you like us, folks, so we get on more platforms. Nate, I'll see you in a couple minutes.
All right, brother.
Bye, folks. Bye, folks.